Welcome back to the Weekly Wrap-Up, a Statesman podcast that features an editor from each section giving you the news of the week. I'm Jules, and here's this week wrapped up.
With Stony Brook University's news for the week, I'm news editor Alec Lewis. In this week's COVID-19 special issue, clubs and organizations thrive on interaction, community, and events that are a vital part of campus life. However, they are now forced to adapt to a remote experience and decreased funds in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. To ensure the safe student life, performance groups on campus have all shared that the new student organization health and safety guidelines make it challenging for them to perform. New York State guidelines also classify competitive and group dance as higher risk activities. This is harming the events and practices of organizations like the Deja Vu Dance Team, who rely on teamwork and performing for big audiences. Organizations on campus are also seeing budget cuts from the reduced student activity fee. Deja Vu is suffering an $800 cut this year. When the COVID-19 pandemic struck in March and the campus lost most of its residential student population, a few students stayed behind to make sure the health emergencies of students who were still on campus were attended to. The Stony Brook University Volunteer Ambulance Corps is made up of trained student volunteers. As essential workers at the height of the pandemic, they put their lives at risk this spring to serve the campus. The Stony Brook Volunteer Ambulance Corps officials said that precautions like increased PPE and reduced response parties were enacted to ensure the health of their members and the campus. They received an appreciation for their essential work in the form of home-cooked meals from organizations like the Three Village Church in Setauket. With Stony Brook University's news for the week, I'm Alec Lewis.
With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake, the Arts and Culture Editor over at The Statesman, and this week we have some cool articles being published. Legendary artists Jay-Z and Pharrell released the music video for their new song, Entrepreneur. The video is an amazing dedication to Black businesses and features many popular Black creatives. We also have an article exploring mass fashion at Stony Brook. With so many students coming back to campus, it's interesting to know how many of us are adjusting to mask regulations. The article is an engaging dive into the intersection of safety and fashion. With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake. Catch you all next week.
With Statesman Opinions, I'm Cindy Mazaku, the Opinions Editor. This week's special issue articles features pieces from writers who detail their reflections over summer break, lessons they've learned in quarantine, and thoughts about being back on campus. One writer discusses the downfalls of the American response to the COVID-19 pandemic. He argues how important scientific literacy is in the face of a global health crisis. Politicians and everyday individuals need to understand and follow advice from the scientific community. While writing the piece, the writer interviewed Dr. Miriam Fine, a former postdoctoral fellow at Cold Spring Harbor and laboratory and founder of Science Advocacy of Long Island, to gain insight from an expert in the field. Another writer shared her experience of what it has been like leaving her home in California to quarantine on Long Island for 2 weeks before going back to campus. While being in isolation and away from home, she puts together a few lessons she has learned. With Opinions, I'm Cindy Mazaku.
Multimedia, I'm Rabia Grisoy. This week, we have a photo gallery depicting some of the changes that have taken place on campus. Stony Brook University has taken new measures to ensure social distancing guidelines. In order to prevent students from sitting close to each other, they've marked chairs with many X's, which means students are not allowed to sit there. Each building now contains hand sanitizers on the walls so that students are able to use them whenever they would like. Elevators are now permitted to only two people, and they must stand in the farthest corners from each other. SAC and dining now has color-coded lines where students stand 6 feet apart on the color assigned to the meal of their choice. Entrances and exits have been labeled on doors in order to decrease student interactions. SAC Ballroom A now operates as an additional dining room when seating is limited in the main dining area. Students are permitted to come to the spa room and enjoy their meal at the tables set up specifically for them. Many hallways have stickers on the floor in order to show students where to stand in case a line forms. Students must not stand near each other while waiting. Each building entrance has a sign that lets students know that they are not permitted into buildings without having some sort of face covering. These are just some of the few changes that have taken place on campus. And that's it for this week.
To see the gallery and to read the pieces mentioned in this podcast, you can head over to sbstatesman.com and click on the links at the top of the page. I'm Jules, and until next week, that's a wrap.